Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Kenneth Mokgatle. He is a political analyst, a researcher. Kenneth, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners of Chai FM. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. Are you actually in Israel at the moment?
No, I'm not in Israel. So we left Israel sometime last year.
So we
are only left with with thesis to complete our master's program.
Oh, I see. So you can do that from out of Israel. Getting your take on how this war plays out. We had some significant developments over the weekend in terms of Israel, in terms of the United States getting involved. That is a game changer, isn't it? Take us through that.
Yeah, it is a game changer. It changes how we have been looking or analyzing the entire encounter between Israel and Iran. And this has been showing not only since last year when Iran started to attack Israel, where they were alleging that Israel had attacked the Iranian embassy.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been brewing over the years, and every administration of the U.S. has been very supportive of the state of Israel, and they've also done their work in terms of investigations to validate the information that there were indeed a nuclear program that has been advanced in Iran, and America was not happy about it. Even Bill Clinton, during Bill Clinton's administration, there were negotiations and there was a compromise that was reached. So for every president that was there in the U.S., there have always been some activities from their part to try and halt the building of the nuclear program. Even during Donald Trump, we've seen how he's been supportive, like all his predecessors, on what is happening in Iran. So we've just heard that from the IAEA that they've been advancing their uranium enrichment at a very rapid rapid speed, and it shows you what they want to do. And we know politically that they are aiming to annihilate the state of Israel. So that is why Israel acted the way they did before the negotiations on Sunday by attacking with the preemptive attack on Thursday, and with the U.S. coming in now, changing the entire outlook of the conflict, and the Iran is supposed to claim or to present strength on their part by claiming that the three nuclear sites have not really been entirely damaged, but we know that that is not true. They are damaged, and now the Israeli can live their life in peace, knowing that they are not going to be destroyed by this nuclear program of Iran.
Mm. The fact that this 400 kilograms of enriched uranium has allegedly been moved, isn't that confirmation enough that Iran was on its way towards a devastating bomb?
Yes, it shows you. We've heard from the officials from IAEA that they've been allowed to get in and do their inspection. But upon their inspection, they realized that the uranium enrichment had been moved, or the entire building where the uranium has to be in, there was nothing. They had tampered with everything that was there before the arrival of the inspectors. So this shows you that, firstly, they are not honest, the Iranian government, and it's true that they are building the nuclear program, and they've been doing that for some time. So because timing is of essence in politics, you also look at what happened on the 7th of October in 2023. They had prepared their proxies, both Hamas as well as Hezbollah, to attack Israel, knowing that they had accomplished the building or their nuclear ambition, preparing for joining their proxies when the conflict carries on, and that's what we've seen last year. Unfortunately, Israel aimed last year at the missile point or at the military equipment of Iran, trying to dislodge and disarm them, which played a role this year after Israel launched the preemptive attacks, and also by dislodging and distracting their proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, it also assisted, because now Israel can face Iran, but you still have got the Houthis in Yemen, which are in a more good and strength shape than the two that I've mentioned. So yeah, it shows that Iran was ready to do that, and with the assistance, of course, of the US, they were able to at least delay the Iranian attack on the Israelis. And I don't think it will happen anytime soon. What should happen now is that the Iranian should opt for diplomacy. They should negotiate their way out of this.
Let's hope that they choose that. Kenneth Mokgatle, thank you as always, political analyst and researcher.